Welcome in to You're the Cure right here on AM 580 95.9. Veritas Medical, Dr. Ben Edwards, MD. And along the way, phone lines, text line, always open and available at 806-745-5800. Check out the website, veritasmedical.com. Past programs archived right there. Let me say good morning once again to Dr. Ben Edwards. Good morning, sir.
Good morning, Wade.
How are you?
Good.
Good to see you back. Got a special guest on the show.
Yeah, we're excited to have Tim DeBusk with
us
this morning. Tim's a great friend.
Yeah, well, it's going to be interesting to talk with Tim.
And he works me out hardcore. He's my personal trainer, too.
Oh, well, this is new. This is a first.
Yeah.
I think we've been doing this radio program now for going on five years, Tim, and I don't recall ever having a personal trainer on the show that works Dr. Ben out here. That's kind of cool.
I was going to have the Facebook Live video rolling this morning. I could give you some examples, but we didn't have time to set that up. So.
Yeah, we're working on the videos, right, Dr. Ben?
That's right, yeah.
That would be great, wouldn't it?
Okay. Yeah, so Tim's company is named GridWorks.
That's it, with an X?
Yeah, with an X, GridWorks. So Tim works me through the grid, and we're trying to describe it before we came on air to Wade. It's kind of this combination of strength training and flexibility and focus and breathing. I mean, lots of breath work. So it's a combination of lots of different things. You kind of have to see it to understand it. But
yeah,
wanted to bring Tim in for lots of reasons. Number one, because it's just a really cool, I would consider it a kingdom-minded version of movement, the truth version of movement. You know, so many people move to lose weight or to, you know, have a certain look or whatever. Calories in, calories out, that whole thing. We teach movement because it plays such a role in your health, obviously, on the epigenetics we always talk about. I was going to try to not talk about COVID-19, but I've got to at least mention it. you know, we're at like 20,000 deaths now, which that's a lot, of course. I'm not minimizing that. And what we've said all along is the flu every year kills 50 to 60,000 on a bad year, kind of that 60 or plus thousand range. So we're not halfway there, but I mean, we'll probably approach that, get to that, maybe even surpass that a little bit. So basically it's like a flu. It's coming all at once. It's a new virus. It's overwhelming a kind of already crippled and failing healthcare system. But just kind of the update there that obviously if you're elderly and if you're chronically diseased, you're at risk, bottom line. How did measles and whooping cough and all these childhood illnesses, mortality rates drop? You know, pertussis mortality dropped like 99%. So did measles mortality drop 99%. We've talked about this before, prior to the vaccine coming out for measles and whooping cough. How did these huge drops come in death from bugs, from germs? Well, it's because we started focusing on something besides a germ. We focused on the terrain. The terrain theory dominates the germ theory. It's all about the terrain, and once we cleaned up not only the person's external terrain, like sanitation, clean water, sunlight, nutrient-dense food in these big industrialized cities in the early 1900s. Once we figured out to just clean up the environment, the mortality rates dropped. How did tuberculosis go away? We never got a vaccine for it, and it went away in industrialized worlds like America. Mostly it's gone away because we cleaned up our environment. It's still a worldwide problem in the areas that aren't as cleaned up. But the point being, it's all about the terrain, not the germ, including COVID-19. It's all about your terrain. So you've got to optimize your internal terrain with nutrient-dense food, clean, mineralized, structured water, movement, and peace. And when you don't do those four things, then you're going to be at higher risk for not only COVID, but all the future pandemics that are going to come. Our world's full of germs. Your body has 380 trillion viruses in it right now. They're going to come up with a vaccine for this, obviously. That's all the talk, and everyone's putting their hope in that, unfortunately. But for those who have ears to hear me when I say that vaccine. If you look historically at the track record, like the flu vaccine, we've talked about the data from Cochrane Review Board. They're an independent research board that looks at all studies on influenza vaccines. And we've already talked about the stats. I'm not going to run through them all. But if you're going to put your hope in a 1.4% chance of not getting the flu, I mean, that's going to be similar to the COVID. And if you recall, 2017, 2018 influenza vaccine increased your risk for coronavirus infection by 36%. There's unintended consequences of doing things man's way. So we need to step back for a moment and not get in a tizzy and not put all our hope and trust in man and our own schemes and our own ways. And I'm not saying that there's never a possibility that some vaccine could be more beneficial than harmful in the future. I'd reserve judgment. We'll wait for the double-blind, placebo-controlled study with long-term outcomes to see if that vaccine's the most beneficial way to go with very little to no side effects. If the benefit outweighs the risk, you do it if you felt led to do it. Unfortunately, I'm afraid the double-blind studies aren't going to happen because they haven't happened yet. There's no studies for our current vaccine schedule for the kids for efficacy or potential harm. So probably not going to have one with this vaccine either, but I don't want to go off on that. We'll do a vaccine talk shortly in the future. I know Ty Bollinger is about to release a new updated Truth About Vaccines docuseries coming out April 22nd. We'll try to get him on the show before then to promote it and to educate us and talk about it. So that's a future show. My point today is don't put all your hope in man-made things like that. It'll have minimal, if any, benefit and potentially risk and almost guaranteed risk and unintended consequences. So let's talk about something positive. We have total power and control over our own physical temple, I'll call it, as the scriptures call it. We can control our thoughts. We can control what goes in our mouth, and we can control if we sit all day. Lots of studies I'm not going to get into, but basically sitting is the new smoking. I think we've talked about that before. How sitting increases your chance of cancer, type 2 diabetes, cardiovascular disease, which, by the way, cardiovascular disease, which is 95% preventable, it's going to kill 630,000 Americans this year. COVID-19 will kill maybe 50, 60, 70,000, maybe 80,000, maybe even 100,000. Cardiovascular disease, 630,000, 650,000. And that's just cardiovascular. That's not cancer. Both these top two killers are 95% epigenetics. They are not your genes. You have total control and power over that. And it boils down to what you put in your mouth, eat and drink, what you put in your mind with your thoughts, and whether you sit all day. And just sitting, even if you're eating right and thinking right, if you just sit all day, you increase your risk of cancer and diabetes and cardiovascular disease and back pain. So that's why it's one of the pillars. And I've looked at lots of different movement techniques and have done a lot of different movement techniques throughout the years. And when Tim started, again, this is Tim DeBusk with me in the studio today, gridworks.com or Facebook?
Yeah, .com.
Okay. So
Tim, you go there, you're not going to find anything right now. We are getting there.
In the process.
But things keep getting pushed back.
Well, I'm going to shut up now because Tim's got an amazing story and what the Lord's done in his life and really the download he's been given, I believe, some divine revelation on how to steward our physical bodies in the realm of movement. So, Tim, thank you for coming and joining us today. I know you probably have more than what we can fit in 45 minutes or an hour, whatever we have left. So I'm going to just let you kind of go whichever direction you want, but maybe start with, always ask our guests to do as brief or as extended as you want, the story of how you got to this chair today. How'd you get from where you were to where you are and what God's put in you to do, the passion he's put in your life to do. Mm-hmm. Speak to some of that transition if you want to, as much or as little as you want to, if you would, just so people get to know your story a little bit.
Well, good morning. Good morning, peoples. Is it peoples of the earth? Is that who we're talking?
There
we're talking
go.
To everyone?
Everybody. Wade was, he was asking me before the show,
I'm just
go out to some local folk.
And is this just
local?
Just
but
here?
Then it's broadcast worldwide.
Yeah, it's online. Okay. It's over the air. And it's
oh, my gosh. I wasn't nervous. Now I'm nervous.
We put it on iTunes. We put on YouTube. So go right ahead.
Go right ahead.
The world's
okay.
Listening.
Oh, my gosh. Well, I'm just going to keep it kind of brief with Dr. Ben. I met him maybe 4 or 5 years ago. And when I met him, just my spirit, my Lord told me, you're going to do something with this guy. And through circumstances, some things happened. Things kind of went south from my point of view. And probably 4 years later, I texted you or called you. You're hard to get in contact with. You're such a busy, important person.
Well, but I don't know about
but
important.
But anyway, through like
I've
three secretaries
kids.
And all these. Anyway, got
they
in touch,
shield me. They shield me.
Got in touch with Dr. Ben. We sat down, and this was probably a month ago, maybe a little over a month now.
Time flies.
And we sat down, and I told him, I said, look, about 4 years, 4 or 5 years ago, the Lord just said, I'm doing something with you. We got to talking. One of their pillars at Veritas, and if you don't know where Veritas is, check them out. They are doing things right in my book as far as health and fitness. And so anyway, it's a plug for you, Dr. Ben.
Thanks,
so
Tim.
Maybe you'll have me back, huh? Maybe.
You bet. I'll slip you that 20.
Anyway, so here we go. We're down the road, and we met about a month ago, and we're sitting down talking, and I told him, I said, you know, the Lord put you on my heart a few years ago, and we were catching up, and I asked him, I said, well, where are you living? He said, well, he was saying how they had just moved, and I didn't know where you lived, and I thought you lived in Lubbock. And he said, well, we moved to Idaloo, and as a matter of fact, that's where I'm staying right now. As a matter of fact, I'm living in my mom and dad's basement. For all those that, you know, talking about success, I am the picture of success.
It's a cool man cave.
It is. That's another story. We'll get into that another time, but anyway, I could see his house from where I'm staying. So it's kind of interesting how the Lord kind of brought us together in Idaloo, Texas. And that's where the Lord is, where I grew up. We have a family farm. It's been in our family I am the fifth generation to farm this place. And my boys are the sixth.
Wow.
And so it's kind of exciting. So that's another story. But so here's Dr. Ben and I. I could see his house from where I'm living right now, sort of. And so the Lord's brought us together. And the Lord has shown me, I guess when I was young, I guess about seventh grade, I ordered my first weight set. I still have my bench today. I don't know why I've kept it. But anyway, so I started young. The Lord put it in me early as far as training. I was doing it on my own, started lifting. Once we got into high school, through athletics, I played football, basketball, ran track, did all that stuff. And when I got out of high school, I got into martial arts. And so that's a passion of mine. And I've taken several different styles, probably 7 or 8 different styles. The style that I'm in now, I'm very advanced. I'm tangerine belt is the color. That's a joke. Y'all aren't laughing.
You have me going. That was a real thing.
People ask me, what belt? See, people get concerned about this, and this is kind of, I don't know if I'll ever put it on my website. I don't even know if you could scroll through pictures that I have. I'm not, what kind of belt are you? It's more of what kind of person are you? It's not the belt. It's not the stripe on the belt. It's none of that to me. It's who's wearing it. But anyway, back to the martial arts. That's something that I've stayed with for the last 30-something years, I guess. I lose track of time, but it's a long time. So I've done that. I did some bodybuilding for several years. I've done a lot of weightlifting. So I've taken those two things, basically, and kind of combined them into training. It's called a grid. So I work out outside, inside of this grid that I've developed. And so like with Dr. Ben, so what we usually do when I work with a student, I don't know whether to call it a student or a client. I don't like the word client. So that's a question to you, Dr. Ben. Your patients, you call them patients, you call them clients, you call them...
Well, if they're medical, we call them patients. If they're in our new wellness program that's outside of medical, then they're just... We'd like to call them family, but yeah basically
family.
They're clients.
So family members, so working with them. So we take some measurements and we build a grid for you. It's basically your place. And so we start with the physical thing. So there's lines on the ground. We build a horizontal and a vertical grid. And then you just start moving within that grid. And
let
it really
just say,
occupies
this
your
this is
mind.
A simple, it's not like we're building a structure, although I guess you could. This tape on the ground or paint on the ground. Basically, I mean, super simple, low cost, low equipment needs, that kind of thing.
We could get out in the backyard with your kids, and if you've got a patch of dirt back there that maybe the grass is not growing, or if you have grass, we could paint the grass. But no cost. But it basically focuses you already, so you have this place to move in, and I kind of stumbled onto it. And let me tell you the story. We have time for
the
story?
Yeah.
All right. So. One of the things that I did in my – I've worked for two companies. One of them is Southwest Airlines. Spent nearly 18 years with them. The one thing that bothered me at Southwest Airlines, great company, I mean tremendous company. One of the things that got me was you'd go and work an eight-hour shift. You're there 8.5 hours, 30-minute lunch. So you're there 8 hours. Well, we only worked 4 hours of that shift. So I had 3 to 4 hours of downtime. Well, most people, and I've learned this, most people like to sit around and watch TV or just sit around. Well, I'm not that guy. I'm just a man of action. I'm not going to be still. So we would start playing games, and there's so many games. Well, there was this guy named Todd Hunt. He started the same time I did, September the 16th, 1983, Southwest Airlines here at Lubbock, Texas. Went from 15 flights a day. I think they've got about 8 or 9 today, but back then they had 15. They went from 15 to 21 flights a day here at Lubbock International Airport, where they hired six of us, six guys. Prior to that, I wanted to farm, but farming was, this was, you know, this was early 80s. Farming was looking really bad, and it was, do I go get an education or do I find a good job? And found out my mom worked, and my mom's probably listening. Hi, Mom, how are you? Anyway, so my mom was working for American Airlines, and she said, Southwest Airlines, they're a young, up-and-coming airline. They're going to be hiring. So I went out there, long story, I got on. I was with them for a long time. And so what do you do with the downtime? And so I started playing hacky sack. Does anybody know? Do y'all know what hacky sack
is? Oh, yeah.
Do y'all play?
Well, back in elementary school, I did back then.
Yeah.
What?
Yeah.
In elementary school?
Or really? Sometime back there, Tim. It may
I didn't know
college.
They had it in elementary school.
I'm not well, trying
I had
you.
Never. Here I was, you know, 20 years old. And a friend of mine, Todd Hunt, came. He started the same time I did. He comes to work, and he's got this little leather ball. So I started playing hacky sack. And we played, and we played, and we played, and we played every day. And I got to where, or we did, we would get out. And so it's kind of my personality, and I don't know why. Sometimes I like to kind of show off. I'm trying to improve on that. I don't want to be in the spotlight so much anymore, but sometimes I do. But anyway. So I'm outside before the flight, and I would play hacky sack, and I would hit that hacky sack off the glass, and people would come and watch. But anyway, so I started playing hacky sack. Well, I have continued that. And so what I did was I started putting these obstacles on the ground, like sticks, or just and make a square, and I would play. I made me a border. And I started playing hacky sack within that in those lines. So basically, if you made a square in the grass or outside, and then you could paint it or you could use a hoe handle or whatever, I would make this square. Mm-hmm. And I started playing hacky sack in that grid or in that square. And what I noticed was automatically is I was more focused. And it grew from there. And so I started incorporating that, and that's on a horizontal. That's on the horizontally is what I call a horizontal grid. So when I work with students, and I have, you know, all across the board, ages, is that one thing that we're having a problem with is focus. Today, with a big concern that I have is our phones, and y'all know this. And so if you go to a restaurant, which you can't do that anymore, I understand, but you go out in public, you see kids, you see parents, everybody's on their phone. And we have to, what's the word? I mean, we just want it now.
Yeah.
And we want it instantly.
Instant gratification.
You know, and we have, we're losing, we can't focus. Mm-hmm. And so one of our pillars with GridWorks is one of them is focus. So just the grid. So if I was going to train you, work with you, one of the things that I would, you know, encourage you to do is look, first of all, you got to be mindful, right? That's the first step. So one of the things that we work with, one of the very first things that I do with you is what we start with is breathing. Okay, so let's do that real quick. We're going to do a little test. Everyone out there, this is your first lesson in breathing. Okay, we got to evaluate where you are physically. So if you are one of my students, you're one of my family, however you want to put that, the very first thing we're going to do is I'm going to analyze you. I'm going to assess you to see where you're physically. So if you've got major hip problems, you've got heart problems, you've got whatever problems, I need to know that. So we're going to set up a workout program for you. We have to assess you. The very first thing we start with is breathing. So the very first thing we're going to do is we're going to do a BOLT test, a body oxygen level test. I think this came out in the 40s. I think. You can go into a medical and spend hundreds of dollars to get tested on this, but this is a simple, accurate way. So this is how we do it, okay? Everyone listening, we're going to take, you're going to breathe through your nose. So Wade, I'm talking to Wade. Okay, Wade, I'm going to get my phone out. I'm going to set a timer. I want you to take two or three breaths. Through your nose, all through your nose. Everybody listening, okay? We're going to assess to see how you're doing with your breathing. Maybe one of the problems that you're having physically is that you're all upper chest, okay? So you're not, most of us are that way. We're over-breathing, but we're breathing in our upper chest. We need to be breathing down into the lower diaphragm, down low, lower. We call belly breathing, okay? So light breaths through your nose, two or three breaths, okay? Then I want you to exhale all your air, and then when you're ready, everybody's calling.
Yeah, somebody's calling me.
Okay. Man, everything's lighting up, man. People are excited about this, Dr. Ben.
Yeah, there you go.
About this test. Okay, so here we go. All right, let me go through it again, everybody. This is a body oxygen level test. This is going to tell you how your breathing is. Everybody knows if you're a runner, if you play basketball, if you're a walker, it doesn't matter who you are. What's going to get you first is your breath.
Right. Yeah, breathing. No doubt about it.
So like in basketball, for instance, if you watch a basketball game, you'll watch at the end of the fourth quarter when people go to the free throw line, when they start shooting free throws, what are they going to do? They're going to hit the front of the rim. Why? It's because legs. They're losing their legs. What's happening is blood is being pushed from the legs up into the lungs because we're not getting enough oxygen. We could get into that another time. Let's get back to the BOLT test, right?
So this test is assessing your ability to oxygenate your body.
Exactly.
Basically. Okay.
Yeah, we're going to see kind of where you're at.
Which, real quick, before we hit the timer and do the test, guys, this is exactly what I'm talking about. If you can oxygenate your body optimally and efficiently, then your mitochondria work better. The mitochondria are the little engines, the carburetors in your cells. So your immune system cells, your white blood cells, your macrophage, your T cells, natural killer cells, these are the guys that are going to go gobble up COVID-19 and all the other germs and then dispose of them. Every cell of your body needs to be efficient in what it does, meaning it needs to utilize oxygen efficiently to make energy. So just a little side note there. This translates exactly to this simplistic approach, quote unquote simplistic. God's design of the body is amazing and complex and awesome, but the stewardship of it comes down to some basic things and just getting the breath right. And maybe after the test, we'll talk about the pH changes that come when you're not breathing right. And when your pH changes, that totally compromises your immune system. And it encourages bugs to overgrow when the pH is off. And the pH is related to the breathing. So, I mean, this is totally applicable to COVID-19 and every other bug and chronic disease and you name it. It all boils down to the efficiency of your cell, the efficiency to utilize oxygen and turn it into energy. So this is very, very pertinent. Sorry, Tim, to interject there.
That's why he's a medical doctor, and I've got a seventh grade education right here. No,
we make a perfect team.
Yeah, I'm ready, Wade?
Ready.
Okay, we're going to go through it one more time. So if you're driving, do not do this, please. Pull over, put your hazards on, pay attention. That's my radio voice right there. Did you hear that,
yeah,
Dr. Ben?
Yeah, I noticed you that. Know? Yeah. Your body language changed. You kind
okay.
of stiffened up.
I know. That was weird, wasn't it?
You could be a DJ.
Okay. So, all right, everybody. We've got Wade here. I don't know if he's ever. Have you ever done this test? You're not nervous, are you, Wade?
No.
Look, there's no pass-fail.
Yeah.
Okay, so don't be nervous. Okay. So, again, we're going to take normal breaths. Okay. When you normal breathe, you need to be breathing through your nose, everyone. If you're a mouth breather, you need to tape your mouth up and start breathing through your nose.
Remember,
maybe you want to consult your doctor about that before you do that.
Well, just remember the last couple of shows I've talked about the mask. Everyone's concerned about what mask they can wear or that they can't get a mask. And God gave us a mask. It's called your nose. The cilia in your nose, the mucus that lines your nose, and the airway going all the way down. If people knew the intricate design of that airway and those cilia, they just move like little rotors, and they push that mucus back up from the lung in your airway all the way back up your airway against gravity. The cilia are doing this. But, yeah, going through the nose, that's your number one defense. That's your mask. That's way better than any man-made mask. But go ahead.
I'm so blessed to have Dr. Ben here explaining this. Okay, here we go.
Okay.
This is the bolt test. Real simple. So we're going to have you a little stopwatch there. Someone time you. Okay. What you're going to do is you're going to take two or three normal breaths in your nose, light breathing. Okay. Then you're going to exhale through your nose. And then Wade's going to give me a thumbs up once all the air is out. Okay. You're going to hold your thumb up. I'm going to time you. Okay. This is going to be a breath hold with all the oxygen out of your system, okay?
Okay.
That's what we're measuring, okay? This is your CO2 tolerance to CO2. CO2 is we won't get into that right now. Let's just do the test. So once again, two or three light breaths, last breath out through your nose. You're going to give me a thumbs up. I'll start the timer. When you get the first urge to breathe, okay? Now, Wade, this is not a competition, so a lot of people think it's a competition, and they're trying to get up there in those high numbers, and they hold their breath too long. And so if you hold your breath too long and you start gasping, okay, you failed. So
okay.
Again, two or three light breaths, breathe out. We're going to thumbs up. I'll start the clock. When you get that first urge, give me a thumbs up when you want that breath, okay?
Okay.
All right, let's try it. Okay, I've got the clock here. When you're ready, you give me a thumbs up, and then when you're done, a thumbs up.
While we're waiting on Wade, I'm just going to give a little play-by-play commentary here.
We started the clock.
CO2 is basically a vital nutrient, as is oxygen, and people don't realize that. CO2, yeah, we got to breathe it out, but it's also hugely important for the pH balance of the blood. And when the pH is off, these bugs will awaken. And
that's not very long.
it's not a competition.
Okay, we're not going to.
I think close to what I was when I first did it, maybe.
That's about where I was. Wade was at 14.77 seconds. Okay. All right. Mr. Wade. I've got the graph that tells you kind of where you're setting. So again, this is just to see where you're at, how well you're using your lungs, how well you're breathing. Okay, this is so important.
Does it matter that I've had a lobectomy?
What the heck is that?
It probably has some amount. One of his lobes of his lung was removed some years ago for a tumor.
Mm-hmm.
It could have some impact. I guess
I have about 20% lung reduction.
Yeah,
but I walk and run on a treadmill almost daily.
Okay.
I don't know if that makes a difference or not, but maybe
that number right there. Okay, I've got the graph that tells you're in the range of between 10 and 19 seconds. Okay.
Okay.
You were at 14.77.
Yes.
All right. That's poor.
That's poor.
So what that's telling me is that you're breathing in the upper chest, and that's probably, I'd probably 70-80% of the people walking on the planet today is we're all in the upper chest.
Upper chest because I've got a lobe that's gone.
Well, a lot of us just do it
naturally,
no matter what. Yeah, and what Tim's talking about, if you put one hand on your chest,
yeah, like, you're breathing
between
shallow,
your pectorals,
you're not breathing deep.
Put your other hand on your belly and just feel when you breathe what's going in and out. And most people, what's going out when they're breathing in is their upper chest, as opposed to their belly should be going out, because when the belly goes out, that means the diaphragm's pushing down.
And see,
you're getting a deep breath.
My respiratory therapist, back when I had that lobectomy done, back in 93, that was one of the things they talked about. I had this little donut and a hose, and I would have to blow into this thing and move this donut up and down.
Yeah.
And they trained me to say, okay, look, you're still breathing shallow, but you've got lung capacity that has been, obviously, you have a lobectomy now, so you've got to really work that other side of the right side that you've got full lung capacity. On your left, you don't, but breathing deep is key.
I would say most people, you had a physical lobectomy. Most people have a functional lobectomy, meaning those lower lobes just sit there.
Sit there and
they're not
nothing.
Inflating because they're not using that diaphragm, so it's as if they're not even using that part of their lung anyways, and they're not getting good oxygenation.
But don't you reach that, though? I mean, when you're putting yourself under cardiovascular stress, it's forcing you to do that, though, because your body is really trying to use all of what you have, your whole O2 or your Vox capability,
but
your
think
max.
If you're more mindful during the day, all the time, and even when you're working out with the breathing, you're going to train that diaphragm and train your brain and your body to breathe properly all day long. Mm-hmm. And part of the problem with sitting all day, and the sitting is the new smoking, and increase your risk for all this disease, is because the breathing's so shallow.
Yeah, that's true.
So even if you're sitting, you could be breathing the right way, and it would be beneficial. We're up against a break, though.
Oh, okay.
Good time to break.
Yeah, let's go.
But I'm in a deficit, though, but I need to consciously be aware to be breathing deeper.
We're going
to
work on that when we come back. I'm going to give you some protocol. I'll start working on that. How's that sound?
So before we're even moving around the grid and doing the different stretches and weightlifting and different things and kicks and punches and blocks and all this stuff, it's breathing. It's all about the breathing. When you can breathe right, man, you just accomplish so much from a physiological standpoint, from a decrease your risk of chronic disease and infection standpoint, just from the breathing. And where do we go when we get anxious and fearful in our day of busyness and go, go, go? Although we're all shut down right now, except the fear is jacked up, we go into sympathetic fight or flight mode.
Right.
And when you're in sympathetic fight or flight, boom, your heart rate's up and your breathing rate's up, but it's in a shallow manner. It flips your acidity and it increases your risk of letting that germ take off on you inside your body. So this is so important and so key to health and life in general. And I think maybe after the break, we can also, I want to get into just ruling over the physical body and how that translates into ruling over the mental, emotional, spiritual. Because
we're going to talk about rule.
We're going into a season now where that's obviously more important than anything, being able to rule over our thoughts, take captive our thoughts, submit them to the truth. So there's huge implications from a spiritual standpoint, too. Of course, we start in the physical so much. Always human beings tend to see that and understand that a little better. But it translates into the spiritual. So anyways, lots to talk about when we get back from the break. We're talking with Tim DeBusk with Grid Works, and that's with an X. Tim is local now, moved into town recently, but he's been developing this workout program for decades now. So super excited to have you, Tim. Y'all stick with us. It's Dr. Ben Edwards with You're the Cure, VeritasMedical.com.
Welcome back into You're the Cure right here on AM 580 and 95.9. Dr. Ben Edwards, MD with VeritasMedical.com. Of course, check out the website. Past programs archived right there. VeritasMedical.com. Special guest on the program, Tim DeBusk with GridWorks as well.
All right.
All right, right back.
Thank you, Wade. Tim, thanks again for being here.
Thanks for the invite.
You're welcome. I just want to reiterate, which I probably have enough already, the importance of what we're talking about today. And we're trying to keep things positive here. You know, there's the kingdom of darkness and the kingdom of light. And the kingdom of light is full of truth and life. And that's where we need to be focusing our thoughts and focusing our education. our discernment, it all needs to be filtered through the kingdom of light that brings life. We're surrounded by so much negativity, so turn the TV off, turn off the news conferences. I mean, I was letting myself slip into a state of angst and upset last week. I've had the honor of being on a couple conference calls with two old and awesome physicians from Italy. They're on the front lines in the ICU fighting COVID. Last week, I'm on a conference call where they presented data from a doctor in China. Both of these doctors, the Chinese and the Italians, were both got approval to do ozone, which is O3, three oxygen molecules. So we're talking about O2 that we're breathing in and being so important to the body, and it is. But the white blood cells will make ozonides. These are ozone particles in the body. The body makes these to kill germs. It's amazing. Scripps Institute 2003 published that. The white blood cells will make ozonides. So anyways, the Germans really perfected using ozone medically, and they've published a lot of data about that. I have a colleague here in the States. He and his partner have done over 400,000 IV ozone treatments. And the Italians are having success against in the current setting of the environment, according to their data. Chinese are too. It's early data, but it's promising. It's so exciting. And talking to my colleague, well, then, what do you know it? My colleague, which I'm not sure if I can make this public yet, so I won't say his name, but he gets a letter 2 days ago from the FTC, Federal Trade Commission. Quit talking about COVID-19 and ozone on your website because it's making false claims, because it hasn't been proven in a double-blind placebo-controlled clinical study through the FDA as being a treatment for COVID, so you can't say that. And I understand that. That is the law and the rules and the regulations. A drug that goes through a drug trial can be labeled a cure. You know, some I would let myself get frustrated that, I mean, Dr. Brownstein's out there. He's got using the vitamin C and A and D and nebulizing some iodine and having great results. The vitamin C drips having great results. And I'm thinking, man, President Trump needs to kind of put Fauci off to the side and call up Dr. Lee Cowden, who's the president of the Academy Conference of Integrative Medicine, to talk about these natural therapies. Call Dr. Klinghart, one of the smartest doctors probably that's ever walked the face of the earth. Call up Dr. Brownstein. Call up Dr. Rowan. Call up Dr. Schallenberg. These guys have been in the trenches for 30 years in natural medicine. The body knows how to deal with viruses, and these guys are doing things to assist the body in doing that. Anyways, knowing that's not happening, and in fact the opposite's happening, getting letters from the FTC to shut things down, it got me frustrated, got me not hopeless, but just, you know, I was going down that emotional trail of mad, sad, all that. Well, you know, and I just pause and say, wait a minute. We know this world's a fallen world. We know man in his own thinking, his own schemes, his own ways will do things, you know, in his own ways. And that's going to result in not the truth. So my job is to focus back on the truth and bring that truth to my family and to my and the family, even broadly, customers, patients. And that's exactly what Tim's doing too. And part of this, and that's the reason we're doing the show today, is let's focus on that. Let's not focus on the negative and the evil, the kingdom of darkness, and all the coulda, shoulda, woulda. Why don't they do this and that? No, God's called us to be a light, be the salt, and let's. You know, that they'll do their thing, and we'll represent the truth as best we can, and we'll continue to mature and learn more and more. And part of that is the simplicity of stewardship of your health through basic stuff such as the four pillars and the movement being one of them. And that is the truth. That is what will protect you when your body is fully equipped to, at the cellular level, be efficient in what it does. Fear makes it inefficient. Nutrient-depleted foods make it inefficient. Toxins like glyphosate make it inefficient. And sitting all day makes it inefficient. Not doing the deep breathing from the diaphragm. And I know that could sound simple to someone who doesn't have ears to hear. They want to turn on the press conference and listen to Fauci talk about some new mighty vaccine or hydrochloroquine or pharmaceutical whatever. Guys, your body knows what to do. Steward it. So, anyways, sorry, I keep going off on these tangents, Tim. But
amen.
This is why you're here, to bring the light, bring the truth, bring the education, teach us. So, back to the breathing. You were teaching us breathing. So, belly breathing versus upper chest breathing.
So, yeah, let's talk about that. So, one of the things that we teach that I love is lifting, resistance training, muscles. You know, I was a, you know, I'm a little guy. I'm a little fella. And so.
You're a firecracker, though. Firecrackers are little, but they pack a punch.
Firecracker. I like that. Did you just call me a cracker? No, I'm just kidding. Anyway, got to have a little humor. You know, we need to laugh a little bit. We're all serious. I know these are serious times, but look, it's an awakening for all of us. We're all sitting in our homes. We're sitting in our cars. We can't go into the places we want to go. We need to really look within ourselves. This is a time. This is the day we live in. Today. So where do we go from here? The big thing that we know for a fact is our environment is sick. The land is sick. Thus, the people are sick. So how do we deal with this? We have got to change our ways. There's no other way around it. We've made everything easy. We're driving up and getting food all the time. We need to be preparing our own food. Mm-hmm. We need to be sitting with our own families and having that time. We need to go back the way our grandparents lived, in a sense that we need to grow our own food. Chad Wall will be coming on here, and we'll be talking about that. I'm involved with farming, with a family farm that's been in our farm for over 100 years now. And so I'm seeing a connection with the land and how farming has changed from when I left to what it is now. When I left 40 years ago and now I'm back, I'm going, oh my gosh, you got to be kidding me. And it's having a negative effect on all of us. So where we are now, what can I do to make myself healthier? Very first thing, number one thing, and I tell Dr. Ben every week, we get together twice a week. We spend about an hour, and I say, I'm going to wear you out, Dr. Ben, on this, but we're going to concentrate on breathing. I just want you to be mindful of it. We've got into these bad habits, very bad habits, eating habits, on and on and on, sitting, not moving. It's going to take, we can't do it in 6 to 8 weeks. So all my training, fellow people that work with family members, clients, students, whatever, quit watering it down.
Quick results, 6 weeks, lose 30 pounds.
That's it.
Guaranteed.
They're just trying to sell you on a program. It's not that.
Yeah.
It has to be a lifestyle. So where do we start? Start with this. Get your pen and paper out and write this down. It starts with time. All right? Whether it's 15 minutes three times a day, whether it's 30 minutes five times a day, whether it's an hour every other day, it doesn't matter. Etch out time three or four times a week that you are concentrating on some movement. Okay? Whether you walk, my wife, and a shout out to her, she's a walker. All right? And that's the way she moves. And she does that every day. So whether you're a walker or a runner, it doesn't matter. You need to etch out time every day that you're doing some sort of movement, okay? Now, within that time, let's concentrate on our breathing. I always tell all my family, okay, when you wake up, first thing I want you to think about is your breath, okay? I do my quiet time or my meditate, whatever you want to call it. My time with the Lord is in the morning, every morning. So during that time, I usually listen to a message or something like that. And so during when I'm listening to that for 30 minutes to 45 minutes every morning, I concentrate on my breathing. Okay? I'm having to retrain myself. I wasn't taught these things. You know, we went to school. Let's get into that, Dr. Ben. We want to talk about this. We want to teach our kids how important breathing is. Because why? Why is that important? Well, let's think about that. In our schools, the day we live in today, people are going into our schools and they're shooting and killing. We don't even think about this. I have two granddaughters, okay, and I think about that. But I'm thinking about if I'm a parent, I'm in the day-to-day grind with my kids. When I drop them off to school every morning, that has got to be in the back of my mind. what can we do to help these kids? Well, in stressful situations, when you start panicking, what's the first thing you do? What's the first thing that leaves you when you get into a panic situation?
Breath.
You lose your breath. So we're working with police officers, military. I do a lot of elite type training, okay, with people as far as in very stressful situations. And the thing that we concentrate on the most is breath. Okay, I've got a guy that I'm working with. He was telling me, he's a young man, police officer. He was telling me he goes up to these domestic disturbance at a home. And he said, Tim, when I get there, I'm doing this. So I've taught him, I'm teaching him how to control his breathing. Look, you have to think about it first, right, Dr. Ben?
Yeah.
And there's a thing called what is it called?
The autonomic.
Autonomic.
Yeah, it's like an autopilot nervous system.
We want to, I think that we can train ourselves. I mean, there is that system within us in breathing. So when you want that breath, like Wade, so, you know, you held your breath, that's a signal, okay? CO2, okay, it's a signal. We can train yourself. If you just work just three or four times a day, one time a day, here in a week, 2 weeks, in a month, this score is going to go up.
It'll be at a minute.
Go up. Okay, you're poor, but hey, we'll build it up. You have that issue, and I'd like to address that. You know, you had some stuff with your lungs that you did. Look, I've got a guy that has one lung, okay? So I'm telling him, look, you're someone that's got one leg. You got one arm. Look, we're going to make your body the best it can be. If you only have one lung, hey, let's make that one lung the best capacity for oxygen that we can. So
Do you think those deep sea free divers that go way down, like 200 feet on one breath kind of stuff, they probably are doing everything you're talking about all the time.
That's it. Well, let me just tell you right now.
Is that what they do?
That's exactly what they do. They train. So, like right now, you could do it. You could hold your breath for probably 5 to 7 minutes right now.
Yeah.
But here's the thing, is that you don't have control over your mind. Okay?
True.
Right? And that's what we're trying to get to here, is that, look, I want you. This is GridWorks. At the core of why we do what we do, and I teach one thing, and it comes down to one word. It's rule. Okay? I want you to rule over your breath. You're over-breathing. You're breathing
shallow and
shallow
breaths.
It's faster, so you're up there to 20,000 breaths a day, 20 to 30,000 breaths a day. You need to be breathing at 15 to 17,000 times a day. Look, we all know this. We all know that if we overdo something, it's going to get us, right? If we overtrain.
Out.
I did it when I was young. And I tell new guys that come in there, you know, I show them my pictures of my when I was
Arnold
all that,
Schwarzenegger.
You picture. Know, all this kind of stuff. And they're like, man, I want to be that. And I always tell them, look, train smart. Don't overwear. Because I'm dealing with guys right now, and they're having friends of mine. They're my age, okay? I'm in my late 50s. They're having shoulders redone, their hips redone. Dr. Ben can testify to all this kind of stuff. He sees these guys every day, and women. We're wearing things out. So, breath work. Back to breath. About rule. First lesson today, rule over your breath. Okay, we need oxygen. It has to do with, Dr. Ben could get into it, about how the blood is transferred into the bloodstream, and then it gets into the cells for all the things that we need for that cell to be strong, to be healthy. Our main problem, one of them, is breathing. The environment and the air that we're breathing to is a big problem.
Yeah.
I mean, that's another big problem.
Yeah.
So, yeah, we're talking about a lot of things and we're getting around a lot of things. But first thing I want to say is, look, rule over your breath. Just be mindful of it.
Yep.
Okay?
Rule is a big word when you said that, because across the board, rule over your breath, rule over your thoughts, rule over just the discipline of time that you talked about. You know, just carve out that time. Well, that's a discipline. You've got a rule. I mean, you could take it all the way to ruling over your land if you're a farmer.
Yes.
That's what Genesis is all about. Take dominion.
That's it.
Rule. But rule righteously. Rule for the benefit of mankind, the benefit of those under your authority, the benefit of creation, the benefit of that land that, or the animals or whatever your occupation is. I've got to rule for the benefit of my patients. I've got to do what's right. So, I mean, you can go real big with this rule thing, but it boils down to let's start with ourselves. let's start with our breeding, teach our kids. I mean, all these kids on Ritalin and ADHD drugs and all this stuff. You mentioned one day about teachers. If you just start your classroom day, just do a couple minutes of breathing exercises. What that would do to oxygenate the brain and to set the tone. But this rule thing's a big, big deal. We've lost it. I think COVID-19's kind of exposed a lot of our lack of ability to rule over our thoughts. And we just submit ourselves to this chaotic craziness and press conferences and all that stuff. And, I mean, that's the world. We're in the world, not of the world. But to do that, you got to be a rule over yourself, your flesh, your thoughts. So
that's right.
I love the way you bring in the physical to the deeper things.
Yeah, and it all to me as a Christian, and I think we've got a lot of Christians, we live in the what they would say maybe is the Bible Belt, you know, I guess. And so this is our time. Listen, we have bought into a gospel, and I'm not saying that it's not the gospel. It's only part of it. Billy Graham. I love Billy Graham. But he preached the gospel of, you know, giving your life to Christ, right?
Get saved.
Look, do not hear this. I'm not against being saved. But that's elementary school. Mm-hmm. Okay? Elementary school. It's free. All you have to do is believe, right? That's all that's really required to get in. Is belief. But there's a thing in nature. God's trying to show us. Look, we didn't come as an adult. We came as a child, as a baby. There's a growth. There is a maturity. There's a maturity in all things. When we plant a seed in the ground, you know, we didn't come here and there's just apple trees everywhere and we just go and pick them off when we want to eat them. No, we have to grow these things. There is a maturing. God is trying to give us a picture of grow up. Rule over yourself. The success, look, GridWorks success definition is this. The older I get, the less I require, and the more I give. It's a sad thing when you are in your 50s and, you know, we're having to bottle feed you. It's a sad state, but that's the state of the church because we are all thinking, oh my gosh, I just want to get out of here. Mm-hmm. But we have so many problems today. We are supposed to be the light, are we not?
Yeah.
Jesus, our King. Our King. Look, I'm a general in this army and I'm gathering the troops up. Quit sitting around. And waiting to go to heaven. That's not it.
No.
There's things that you can do physically. Look, we start in the physical. We build confidence in you in the physical. Then I try to take you to a spiritual level. Well, what would that be in, as far as rule? That's a question. What would that be? Our King says that our spirit should rule over our soul. Okay. Right now, everybody's worried and everybody's scared. And everybody, is that a word, scared? Is it scared or scared?
Yeah, it is. Sorry. In the Bible Belt.
Everybody's concerned. Fear. Fear has come into the world. Well, how do we deal that? How do we deal with that? Well,
the truth.
If we are moving, if we are operating from the spirit instead of our soul, the soul has to do with what? Provision. Everybody's worried about, oh my gosh, how am I going to survive? And fear has come in. Look, let your spirit rule over your soul. That's another level. Mm-hmm. We start with a physical thing of ruling over your own body, right? But then rule over your breath.
There's a maturation.
Yeah.
Get off the soft food, the milk, get up to eating meat.
That's right. We need leaders. We need Christian leaders to stand up. You know?
Yeah.
We really do. There's a lot of, we got a lot of problems, Ben. Wade, we got a lot of problems in the earth. And you know what? It starts with us. What can I do? You be the standard. You be the standard in your neighborhood. You know, if you start cleaning up your yard and it's nice and neat, you know how it affects everyone else? If you start taking care of yourself physically, it's going to affect your family, your cousins.
That's true.
They're eventually going to say, my gosh, they're doing it right. That's the thing we want to do in farming right now, is that everybody around us is spraying chemicals like there's no tomorrow.
Yeah.
But we're not doing that no more. We are going to be the standard. Now, we're going to ruffle some feathers. But you know what? I'm not here to make friends. I'm here to live out a mandate that God called me to live out. And look, here it is for me, in a nutshell, is that, look, I've been looking my whole life. I am 57 years old. This is how it works, people. It doesn't happen in 6 or 8 weeks. Sometimes it may be until you're nearly 60 years old before you come into what God has been preparing for you. But stick with it. It's long term. We've watered it all down. We don't want to work at it. Our relationships. Why is there so many single parents out there? Divorces. Is because people, look, patience, hard work. We've got to get back to these things.
Yep.
You know, and it really starts with us.
Yep.
And, man, I'm just here. You know, I want to encourage you physically. I want to encourage you spiritually. And I feel like that right now is our time. We have answers.
Mm-hmm.
And so here we go.
Yep. Be the light. Be the salt. Be the truth. The representation of the truth here on the earth. That's what we're called to do. Tim, I'm excited about what you're just really starting now. I mean, it's been
my first. Hey, people on the earth, we're
57 years in the making, but you've kind of been, you've just moved back to Lubbock, Idaloo. Going to be really establishing this Grid Works. You're working on the website.
Yes.
You're working on social media stuff. You're making videos. So a lot of this is going to be online, fairly, very affordable.
$5 a month.
Get trained online. There'll be some local stuff going on, the gym out in Idaloo that you're developing out at the farm. You got a big vision there.
We do.
So there'll be camps, there'll be groups, there'll be all kinds of stuff. Obviously, as you've heard from Tim's heart, this is way more than just breathing and just working out. There's a deeper relational part and a spiritual part to this, which is awesome. People need that more depth and maturing. They don't need the superficial watered down stuff. So I really like that. I appreciate what you're doing there. You're going to impact lives in a very positive way, but meeting them where they're at. That's what we do at Veritas. People come in sicker than dogs and they want to focus on their diagnosis. And we try to gently over time, we meet them where they're at, but we try to get them off the focus on the diagnosis. And let's just focus on stewardship. Give the body what it needs, avoid what it doesn't. And it's really that simple. Now, how do you actually do that? Well, you need someone who has more wisdom and maturity or been down that road or is gifted and graced in these things to walk with you. And that's what you're doing.
Dr. Ben, can I say one? How much time do we have?
We've got a couple of minutes.
Last thing I want to say, everyone, is what you need to do. Like when you go see Dr. Ben or your doctor or whatever, everyone's different. Their chemistries. For some reason, I always ask experts, you know, why can I eat peanut butter and this guy, when he eats it, he dies? You know, right? Mm-hmm. Well, we're all different. So what you need to do is you need to get to know your own body. Start a journal. Start journaling. And you know, see what things are working in your diet, in your movement, in all areas of your life. Start developing some history. Because ultimately, you know, inside you, God has put in you, all of us, the ability to fight off these diseases if we're healthy. Start listening to yourself.
Yep.
That's where it starts.
Yep.
So I really want you to start doing that. And you'll be amazed. In a few years, you'll get to know yourself a little bit, and you'll know, you know, I don't need to eat this. You may be allergic to this or that or whatever it is.
Yeah.
But really start taking account of your own life.
Taking responsibility for yourself.
Yeah.
We've given up our ability to even think for ourselves in a lot of ways. And let's just submit to other people's thinking. And I'm not saying don't submit to legal authority. But, man, we need to question some things that are just coming out from left, right, and everywhere else. Where are they being influenced by? Who's influencing them? What's the true motive behind it? And is it in their own thinking, their own ways, or do they have a divine wisdom behind them? That kind of thing. And start taking this personal responsibility. These diseases don't just fall out of the sky onto you. And it's clear in the literature they're not all genetic. That's like 2 to 5% maybe. Genes are turned on and off by your thinking, by your breathing, by the oxygen and carbon dioxide levels and the pH changes and all this environmental toxin like glyphosate. That's what's turning the genes on and off. So these are things we have control over and can take responsibility for. Tim, we're going to want to have you back not only talk about movement, but the farming thing. I know you're flipping organic, and that's going to be quite the journey and the testimony. I believe you're going to have a big testimony there, and I think your production is going to outproduce the neighbors, and we all know money talks. And these farmers are all about production, so
it's all about money, isn't it?
We're gonna have everyone's gotta make a living.
Lot. Well, we do.
But there's a way to do it righteously, and I believe the Lord's gonna show that production will improve. But we'll be interested to hear your journey there too. So, thank you for being here. I feel like we crammed a lot in, but hopefully the listeners got a good taste of what GridWorks is all about. That's with an X, so y'all check that out. GridWorks. It's
coming
in the works.
Soon. Coming soon.
Yeah, it'll be coming soon. We'll have Tim back on maybe to when it's fully functional and going. But thank you a lot, Tim. Tim DeBusk with us today.
Nice to meet you, Wade.
Nice to meet you.
Thanks
too.
For having me.
Thanks a lot, Dr. Edwards. Stick around. We got more to go right after this.